time for the rural news. Eric Frickberg is with us in the Wellington studio. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Now, this is a bit of a echo, really, of the first lockdown we had. Independent greengrocers in Auckland frustrated that they have to close their doors under this level three.
They are very frustrated, that's right. Horticulture New Zealand is very unhappy about this and it's lobbying the government to change its stance. Now, the industry fought hard last lockdown to try to get government approval to continue trading. It warned of food waste and financial loss, but it was unsuccessful in its campaign. Now, Horticulture New Zealand's chief executive, Mike Chapman, told Maya Burry it doesn't make sense that dairies can stay open but greengrocers have to close.
So we understand from government that in the level three restriction areas that the independent fruit and vegetable retailers cannot open, just as it was previously when we're in level three and level four. The issue here is about getting produce to, you know, the public, and in Auckland 60% of the fresh fruit and vegetables is sold through independent retailers and through the farmers markets. So it's really important to keep these stores open just for people's immune systems and health. But also what it does to our industry is it disrupts the supply chains. It means that we will probably end up wasting produce. We'll get produce as much as we can to food banks, etc. But that's not the answer. The answer is to keep these independent fruit and vegetable retailers open.
There's been a pretty big gap between the last lockdown and now. Could this issue have been resolved? Or had any work been done in this space?
The issue has been worked on, but it has not been resolved.
So what happens now, Mike?
We've already spoken to the Ministry and the Minister about it, and we will keep talking, and we will, as a whole horticultural sector, raise this issue with the Prime Minister.
That's Mike Chapman from Horticulture New Zealand, and there is an extra problem here, culturally specific vegetables such as taro in South Auckland. They want to be able to sell that.
Right now, despite them being closed, the vegetable growers in Auckland and that area, they'll be getting on with their work?
Yes, the growers are working even if the sellers won't be able to. Farmers and growers are considered an essential service and they can continue working provided they follow hygiene and social distancing guidelines. The area under Level 3 restrictions includes Pukekohe, that's a key vegetable growing area. Kylie Faulkner from Sutherland Produce is president of the Pukekohe Vegetable Growers Association. She says safety precautions implemented during the last lockdown are being rolled out for this one.
So face masks, social distancing, work bubbles, etc. Because first and foremost, obviously, is looking after our own staff and ensuring their safety and making sure that we can still keep doing what we do to be able to cut and provide fresh veggies.
And I imagine there's some people who fall just inside or just outside or might even border the boundary.
Yes, so we've got a number of operations in what we call the Pukekohe Hub area that work within both regions. So it is making it a little bit more difficult or a little bit more extra planning or thinking needs to go into that. But really, if you're operating in both, we're probably just going to have to treat it as a worst-case scenario, so treat it all the same.
And a lot of this produce ends up on supermarket shelves. Are you going to be able to maintain that flow of supply?
We're definitely trying to. And also Horticulture New Zealand, they are lobbying to just try and keep the independents open this time, just so that there's not such a big loggerhead of people trying to all get to the supermarket just to have access to fresh fruit and vegetables.
That's Pukekohe Vegetable Growers Association President Kylie Faulkner. She was speaking to Maya Burry.